So what makes a prodigal a prodigal? I'm Chaplain Tom of the Syracuse Rescue Mission, inviting you to join me for A Seat at the Curb. In Luke 15, we are all familiar with the story of the prodigal son. But did you know there were two prodigals in that story? It says in verse 25, "Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you. I've never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this brother of yours was dead, and he is alive. He was lost and is found.' The older son did the deeds of his father, but didn't have the heart of his father. How about you? Is your faith based on what you do for God, or how he is changing your heart? Here at the Rescue Mission, we have clients that can quote scripture, but are homeless and addicted to drugs. So, like the father in the story, as chaplains, we take a seat at the curb with them to be an example of God's love. We want their hearts changed for God's glory, whether a lost prodigal away or close. Our goal is to put the love of God into action and serve the homeless of Syracuse, Auburn, and Binghamton. You can be a part of that. To find out how you can pray, give, or volunteer, go to rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. I'm Chaplain Tom.